rushing. This is a quarterback draw. Tebow with a lot of room to run. Tebow's going to have a first down. Tebow inside the 15, inside the 10. Tim Tebow, a Denver touchdown. 40 yards on third and 24 on a quarterback lead draw.
Time now to spend a few minutes with the quarterback, Tim Tebow. Tim, you said during your Wednesday press conference that two wins could really set a good tone going into the offseason. With that said, how's practice been so far this week? You guys are getting ready for San Diego.
Practice has been great. I think the tempo has really been good. I think guys have been flying around. We've been trying to just be very crisp in practice and really set that tempo so when the game gets here, we can all just go out there and play and not play slow at all.
What have you learned the last 2 weeks about being an NFL quarterback that you didn't know 2 weeks ago?
Every day is a learning opportunity for me, and it's a huge learning curve. Constantly learning every day something new, getting a new tempo, getting a new feel, feeling something out with the receivers. And so I'm constantly learning new things every day, but it is great. I'm enjoying every second of it.
Tebow runs. Nope, he's got the edge. Tim Tebow's going to walk into the end zone. Untouched.
One of the things you have to do is command that huddle. What are the challenges there when you're a rookie coming in there and you know you have to be good at this? You know you have to own the huddle right away.
Well, you know that these other guys have been doing this for a long time. They know exactly what they're supposed to do, how they're supposed to do it, and they've done it well for a while. So, one, it makes you work even harder because you have to do your job to earn their respect. You have to go hard to earn their respect, and you have to be able to show them something, show them something about yourself, not what you did in college, not even how hard you work here, but you have to show them something new, and so you have to earn their respect, and I'm in the process of trying to do that every day.
We saw it on Sunday, your first home start, your first home win. One fan asks, can you compare Nebraska to the Swamp at all? Can you make that comparison at all?
That's a good question. You definitely can compare it. Both of them are extremely rowdy. And both of them, you know, the fans, they love their teams. And they're going to go out there and they're going to support their teams. And I can honestly say, you know, playing for Florida, it was great. It was magical. The fans were unbelievable. And I can also say the same here about the Broncos fans and what it's like at Mile High. You know, their support, it makes me play better, and I think it makes our team play better.
Just say it's something that's pretty clear. You feed off that. It looks like.
I do. I love it. You know, I love it having that support, feeling that adrenaline. I'm someone that plays with passion, and when you feel that passion coming from the fans, it just makes me want to play that much more.
What advice can you give first-year high school quarterback as he's starting to develop into a quarterback?
I think there's a lot of different things I'd share with him. I'd say the main things are, you know, if that's your dream to be a quarterback, go out there and try to accomplish it. You know, throw everything into it. You have nothing to lose, and just do whatever you can. And don't listen to the naysayers and the people that tell you that you can't. You know, if you have a few people that believe in you, but more importantly, you believe in yourself, that's good enough. And then go try to overcome all those obstacles and be the best you can be. And at the end of the day, you won't have any regrets.
What was the main goal you set for yourself going into the season? I know every day you said you want to get better. Mm-hmm. And season's not over yet, but have you had a moment to think about first thing you're going to work on once the season ends?
Well, there'll be a lot of things I'm going to work on when the season ends. I think number one is just to go back and look at where I was before the season started and look at film of where I was at the end and see what I improved on, the things I thought I was going to try to improve on, and then, you know, where I missed, where I didn't do the things that I thought I was going to do, whether it's with my footwork, it's with my drops, it's with my motion, it's with, you know, my eyes, different things like that, just going through reads. And see, you know, what I got better on, what I didn't get better on. And, you know, the season's been a roller coaster. But before the season, you know, we definitely made a list, and I had a list of things that I wanted to improve on. And, you know, some things I can check off and some things I'm still working on or I'm just not consistent enough at it. And so those things I will continue to work on and try to improve.